This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is, in case you'd missed it somehow, National Metric Week. It falls on the week of the year that contains the 10th of October, the 10th day of the 10th month. Think about it for a second. Metrics, tens. And that makes today the perfect day for the metric edition of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes to us from Matthew Hooks in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Why, Matthew wonders, are bottles of soda sold in liters but milk is sold in gallons? Both, he rightly points out, are consumable liquids, so what gives? Marketplace's Annie Baxter has what gives.
To answer this question, we need to go back to the year 1970, back when scores of Americans could probably sing along to this catchy jingle. Things go better with Coke.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola.
Things were not going well for Pepsi, though. Coke outsold it 10-1 in about half the country.
So we were a very distant second-tier brand to Coca-Cola.
That's John Sculley. He was president and CEO of Pepsi from the late 70s into the 80s. And after that, he led the tech giant Apple. But when this story begins, Sculley was just 29 and newly hired to up Pepsi's game against Coke. He says even Coke's bottles were hard to beat.
The Coke bottle was the perfect shape for a vending machine to go down a bottling line and not get broken. It was a classic, very memorable design.
His first assignment was to spiff up Pepsi's bottles. He started doing market research on Pepsi drinkers. And along the way, he learned that households were constantly running out of Pepsi. That led to an epiphany.
Why are we spending our time trying to design a little glass bottle when what we should really be doing is figuring out how do we get more liquid, more Pepsi, into that household?
Sculley wanted a bigger vessel. He worked with the chemical company DuPont, which had come up with a new form of plastic, perfect for bigger beverage bottles. The result? A Pepsi bottle that was 10 times bigger than the classic 6.5-ounce Coke. And its name, the 2-liter, reflected the nation's flirtation with going metric. It was an effort to get the U.S. to give up customary measurements like inches or pints and join the rest of the world in using the metric system. Here's a vintage Pepsi ad from that era.
Today we're going to do the metric system. All right. What's 2 liters?
This is 2 liters.
The no returnable, resealable 2-liter bottle from Pepsi-Cola.
Stephen Mim at the University of Georgia has a book coming out on the history of measurement systems. He says the U.S. has debated going metric on and off since the 1800s. But the 1970s, that was the last time the idea gained momentum.
That was driven by concerns in the late 1960s of declining American exports abroad. And that got chalked up, rightly or wrongly, to our intransigence about not adopting the metric system.
In 1975, the U.S. Congress passed the Metric Conversion Act. It didn't mandate that companies sell their products in metric sizes. Instead, it laid out a way to convert voluntarily. Jack McKinney directs the Dr. Pepper Museum in Waco, Texas. It includes artifacts from other brands also owned by the parent company, like 7-Up. And he says during this metric fever, you could buy 7-Up in half-liter and liter sizes.
They adopted a new slogan for this campaign called Follow the Leader.
And he says 7-Up even published a 60-page guide for teachers on the metric system.
And they circulated it through their bottlers, and their bottlers could give it to teachers and schools, and it's quite comprehensive.
But the effort was short-lived. Protectionist forces in the U.S. prevailed, and the metric idea got dropped, as evidenced by all the stuff we don't measure in metric units, like milk. Sarah Brew specializes in product labeling laws at the firm Faegre Baker Daniels in Minneapolis. She says unlike a global soda brand, milk is sold locally and follows local customs of measurement.
Going back to the days when consumers got their milk delivered by the milkman to their doors, milk has historically been sold in pints and quarts and gallons, and that's what consumers expect.
So these two systems are now in play when you do your grocery shopping, and that could be confusing for consumers. That's why Congress made manufacturers list products contents in both metric units and traditional inches, pounds, gallons, etc. But at the end of the day, they can market the size however they like. Hence, liters of soda, but gallons of milk. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.